there.
Now?
No, it's on. Now yeah, it's recording.
So you will let it be on.
Yes. Okay. Should I leave?
Well, you are. If you want, you can stay also
yes,
if you want, because
say.
We will have a very interesting discussion.
Okay.
And it could maybe be part of your work. Oh, okay. My name is Stig Ottosson. I met some of you yesterday, but not all. You have the book we will use is this one, and at the end here is a short summary of who I am. So, but maybe we should you should tell me a bit who you are. Yeah, I remember some of you, but we can take it again. It doesn't. It's not wrong to get it one more. So if you start to say some words about your.
Okay.
Where you are from and what kind of education you have. And if you have worked maybe in companies.
Okay, my name is Rovena Cekrezi. I come from Albania.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bachelor diploma in industrial engineering. And now I'm taking this master as my third semester. Yeah.
So you study here full time?
I'll be here for one semester. Because I have done already two semesters in Albania, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My master there is called energy management.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's all.
Nice. Welcome to Norway.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm not Norwegian. I'm a Swede. I live in Gothenburg, and so I travel up and down to come to you. And next week, all hotel rooms are occupied. So we will not meet at that time. But the timetable is on the Blackboard page, so you can see that.
Okay.
I have to update that. But next week is nothing because I have nowhere, no place to stay. Yes?
We had a problem with our timetable yesterday.
Yeah.
We had another course, renewable energy, that was going to be here.
Yeah.
So
do you have to
Professor Alina is about this, but I don't know if it's changed now. So we had two courses at the same time.
Yeah.
We started from one and until three we had the course with Professor Alina for renewable energy. And then at two o'clock was this course, so we couldn't be able to conquer.
Did you get it?
But I think you're
yes, what we did yesterday was a small introduction, and the PowerPoint pictures we couldn't record yesterday. The PowerPoints is on Blackboard, so you can open and see what we talked about.
It was like this yesterday.
It was like that. Yes, it was. Yes, it was a mess.
Yeah.
But you didn't. It doesn't. We didn't do anything that was tricky for you. And you can see. I talked about the project you're going to do, and I talked about. I had an introduction that is in the beginning of the new book. That is, this is an old book because it's 2 years old. The new one came in July this year from Springer. But it cost, that book cost probably 1,000 crowns. That cost 500 and something. So next year we will not use that book. We'll use the Springer book. But that one is available also as an e-book. So in that way it's better, maybe. Shall we continue? Can you tell something about your background? And
My name is Dini, as Ravana said. We are continuing our third semester here.
Mm-hmm.
We are exchange students.
Yes.
We study our master
mm-hmm.
In Albania, energy management.
And how did you find Norway?
It was a cooperation between our universities.
Mm-hmm.
We study at the Polytechnic University of Tirana. And they had an open cooperation. collaboration with and the new.
I didn't know. Okay, yeah.
I have a bachelor degree in industrial engineering. And then I didn't choose anymore that way, but I focus more at energy. So that's why I chose that field.
Energy, oh, that's important for the future. Huh? Okay. And you?
I'm from Ukraine too.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
I took my bachelor degree in electronic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Huh? I heard your story yesterday, but please, for the other ones.
My name is Judy Langdal, and I'm coming from Norway. I have a bachelor's degree in technology design and management, and I also have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering.
So you're very well educated.
Again, Jeroen, from the Netherlands, studied at the VU in Amsterdam, and bachelor in science, business, innovation.
Sorry, I have problems with my hearing, so I have to come close to you.
I am Mariona, and I also come from Norway. I have a bachelor's degree in my bachelor degree is in engineering. I study at the University, Polytechnic University of Milano. I'm here only for one semester. And my master there is called Energy Management. And here I am.
Yes.
My name is James. James.
Yes.
I'm from India, and I did my bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes. And you?
My name is My bachelor's is in professional engineering.
You have to present shortly your background also.
My name is Carolina. I did a bachelor in renewable energy.
On in?
Renewable energy.
Mm.
Is there something more?
No. Okay, so you are all engineers, you could say. We have had some 2 years ago, we had a lot of people coming from Brazil, and they had no technical background at all. That was a very special situation. So, as I said yesterday, for those who were there, we will not. I will not have a normal lecture telling about what is in the book, because you can all read, and you have also old recordings you can look at. But it's a waste of time, really, because that doesn't help you very much. What is important is to connect what you read to what you already have experienced or thought. So the connection between what is in the book and your background will help you to improve your knowledge. And there I want you to, before, as you have done, some of you at least, read two chapters every time we meet. You read the chapters and you reflect on what you read, and then you write questions and comments to me. And from there, from these questions and comments, I will take down what I think we could discuss. And that, then you should shall for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you shall 3 and 3 or 4 and 4 discuss any of these questions. Then we meet again, and then we discuss what you have found when you have discussed, and I will comment from my life experience. In that way, we have got a very good learning situation before. But it's not enough with that. You will also make a project. And the project is a simple project, it looks like, but it's in fact very difficult because it has to do with products that should be very useful for handicapped people. So there are some pictures, and so you can see that also on Blackboard. And I have made teams or groups. So it will belong to a group with 4 or 5 people in it. So you have to meet and discuss and try to make good solutions. You shall also make models that show the principle and that it works for you and for the handicapped people. And the handicapped people is in basic is a one-armed person. Going to the toilet, trying to tear off the paper. It's a very important thing to be able to do that. And many of the paper holders, they don't allow you to do it in a nice way. You have to use your head or different ways to do it. So now you're going to make a new product that... can you hear me when I speak in this one? That worked well for disabled person. So you can, when you have made your model, you can fix one of your arms and try to see that it really works for you. Because it's very good to, you see a lot of products coming out on the market that are not very user friendly. And when you have worked with something, you learn how to use it. But when you give it to another person, it normally doesn't work well. So therefore, the first one to test that things work, not in the computer, on the model, that is very important. So my wife, she likes to buy very fancy or nice looking plates, for instance. And when we have eaten, it's impossible to use it in the washing machine because the plate is too high, so we have the that is one example. So function for me is the most important, and when you have made a product that function for the people who are going to use it, the users, then it's time to make it nice also. But industrial design is one part of technical development. Industrial designers, they often do very nice things to look at, but how well does it work when you try to work with it? So it's important to make the models. We can make models in different ways. You can do it in paper, in wood, in metal and so on. And you can also use 3D printing, of course. Depending on what kind of product it is. In this case, you don't need to make 3D printing. It's enough to you can use wood or plastic or anything. Take things that you have around you to really find out that they will work when you have one arm on the back of your body. So these groups, 4 and 4 and 4 or 5, then you will have to work on that, and in the end you shall present the product you have done, and you have to prove all the others that it works, and we will discuss and we will see if we can take ideas from one solution and mix together, take the best solutions, because there are different things in this. We can combine and might probably make a product that is even better than the best product you thought you had done. So that is, and when you have together with the report, and the report shall be in such a way that engineers can finalize it. There are some demands on price also, production price. It should not cost more than, I think I said, 150 crowns or so to produce. So it shouldn't be a very, very, you can make, if you have a lot of money, you can very make very expensive things, of course. But this is this should be a product for the bulk of the people in the society, and also for companies when people are not so rich as they are in Norway, maybe. As you are all Norwegians are millionaires, you know. The Norwegian oil fund has about 3,000 billion crowns, so and that is that belongs to the people in Norway. Not to me, but to you.
Norwegians.
Yes. So when you have when we have had your presentation and you have given me the report, the written report, then I will tell the people at the student organization, not student, and tell you that you are ready with one part of the examination. And then you have to have a written examination also. And the written examination, that is questions more or less from this book. It is from the book. You can find all the basic questions, but also to get an A or B, because you shouldn't have a C should be the minimum for you to get in this course. If we manage to make it in a good way. To get a B or an A, you have also to show me that you have got useful knowledge, and you get that from the project mainly, and your life experience maybe. So we have, for instance, 7 or 11 universal design rules in that book. It's a list of things. You have already seen it if you have read the first two chapters. And for some products, you can't use all these principles. You can only, because the mission of the product is such that you can use only 5 or so. So if you then, in that more applied question at the end, if you then tell me all the 11 rules, or 7 at least, then you haven't understood. You have learned all the names in the telephone book or so. I want to see that you can apply, that you have useful knowledge, not only use knowledge. Do you see the difference between knowledge and useful knowledge? I want you to get to the situation when you have useful knowledge, so you can go out in industry or wherever you will be and really use, see this I can't use there, but I know it exists, but I can't use in this case. I need to use other things. So that is my goal for this course, that you shall get useful knowledge that you can use when you get out in society. And therefore these questions, reflections, and discussions we will have are more important than me standing in front of you telling about what is already in the book. Do you think that is okay to do it in that way?
Mm-hmm.
You were in this course last year.
Yeah.
What was your impression about that, this way of working?
I think it was fine, because then we had the opportunity to talk about things that we either didn't understand or we wanted you to elaborate more on, and also to get your comments from your experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you write a book, if you will do that in the future sometime, it will still be limited. And the people reading get other questions and so on, then it's interesting to discuss. So In fact, you wanted, after the course, you wanted to have two other discussion sessions. So we did that out of the... I thought it was popular to do it in this way. And it's very different from the normal way of having education at the universities, especially when you're not so many. When I was professor in Halmstad in Sweden, I had 90 students, and then it was impossible to do it in this way. But when we are not more people than what we are now, then it's possible to do it. So these are the questions mainly I got yesterday and on Monday or Tuesday. I want to now to 3 and 3. How many are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, we can make three teams. So you four here for one team, and you are one, and you are one team. If you take until 11 o'clock or so, if you discuss, you can choose yourself how many questions you want to deal with, and discuss that for almost 20 minutes, and then we start to discuss afterwards.
Yeah, but then
But did you meet the man?
The only thing I know that it was
discovered. Yes, but when did we have to have a
pitch?
Not everyone is a
very good
so,
you
Okay, but you give me inspired. You inspire.
Catch would be nice.
Thank you.
Shall we end? You have you can sit for hours, I suppose.
Yeah.
So Do you want to have some break and you can walk around or so for some minutes, because you have been sitting for such a long time now. So. Yes. Yeah, so. Take 10 minutes break.
Oh yeah, stretch my legs
and run up and down.
Yeah, run around the building. Yeah. Oh, I stay away from that. No gym for me.
Why not?
Because I hate going to gym. I hate
it. No. So if you go together and discuss, you can discuss further. But we see you in 10 minutes. 10 minutes most well.
I don't know, do you have any a good answer to that question. There you have a problem.
So you have to come in on a very late stage.
They don't, like, the most thing big just advertising in the game. And they don't
I played on mobile.
Yeah, but on mobile,
it's
easy.
It comes in very late.
I started gaming in October last year.
I think
you
have
like gaming as a whole or gaming
here?
As a whole.
Oh, okay.
But you know, if you go to the EA Sports,
they
like get complaints every year, but they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and you would see
player unknown background.
But then again, like people still play. I don't understand. Like Apple doesn't resolve your problem, or they like you have to update. Apple, but you can't downgrade after a particular time. So but still, people go for the next.
Yeah, that's on the people.
Yeah, it's on the people.
I think each time I get the update from Samsung, I wait for 3 weeks, maybe a month, because they usually have glitches in the updates.
Yeah.
It's no point in updating when they're just.
And when you get the stable version of that.
Well, you have
to.
You're forced
to
update.
Yeah.
Depending on or the phone just does it.
It happens for the special or never something else.
Yeah.
So I do the design is like, you know, outside the stairs, you have the stairs on the inside. Along the other side, you have the slide.
Yes.
Sure. That's the design.
The
problem in the beginning was the slope takes more place than the chair.
Yeah.
Like the chair, the stairs.
Okay.
So people didn't allow to, because it takes like more room than you need to make a stair.
And
so the stair can be like, yeah.
Oh.
So shall we start and discuss? All together. So there are different information about when we are going to meet. I thought that this is today now. No, this is today. But then we meet 37, 39, and 40,
okay.
And 42. And the other, if you take, for instance, 38, and 36, and 38, you have this place here where you can meet for your project work. So because it's good to be together when you do the project, you can solve a lot of things over Skype and so, but you need to sit together also and discuss. Yes.
I'm just going to have lectures on Wednesdays, or we want to have a group.
No, due to what is said in the timetable, we have Wednesdays.
We're just Wednesdays.
On?
We're just Wednesdays.
Yes. So you can get different information. That's a bit surprising or disturbing. That is not only one. But if you stick to that, if we meet, and you have then at least 2 hours when you can sit together in the weeks between. You can, of course, meet other times also, but you have a room then reserved for your work. So, shall we then start to see what we have found? If we start with your group, which question of these did you choose to discuss?
We only did 1, 2.
I think 7. Oh, was it 7? Yes.
1, 2, 7.
I don't know if this one takes it up. Not a long cable. So, then, number 7, is that one?
No, 1 through 7 except 6.
Oh, I took all of them. which one did you found most interesting? Well, which one did you discuss for the longest time?
It's question 3.
3. So number 3. What is the real difference between coaching and mentoring? Oh, that's an interesting thing. What did you find out? Is there a difference or is it the same thing?
There was a difference.
Pardon?
There was a difference.
It is a difference.
Yeah,
yes.
There are commonalities as well. It's more common than it's different, but the difference is that it's more personal. It's not like coaching is more teaching a craft probably, or if it's like academics, like teaching in one dimension. Whereas in mentoring, it's about taking up someone and you develop a personal relationship with them. It goes beyond academia, and it helps in the holistic development of that individual, the mentee. And the coach, coaching stops at a particular point and where mentoring takes over.
Yeah. Do you agree? Have you ever thought of that? Yes? Yes?
About mentoring, mentor is a Greek word and it's all about to inspire someone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is important, is to inspire someone.
Yes, about something.
The mentor inspires. Mm?
Yes.
I hope I can be a mentor for you. Okay. And the coach wants...
Coaching is about leadership, is to make someone act about
yes.
having a result.
Yes. And you don't have to be inspired to act.
Okay, could be a connection between them.
Mm.
Of course, it would be better a coach to be a mentor as well, but
yes.
that not means that it he or she can be a mentor.
Mm.
You must have it, you know, it's
yes.
something you have it.
Yes, maybe. So so you're born with it, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree? If you move a bit forward, we can sit more together, maybe. Now we are outside. Here is the center of gravity. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so what's your view in your group? Or did you discuss this question also? No?
I think that a mentor most of the times has been in the field, so has experience, and the coach doesn't always.
So I didn't follow. You said the mentor is...
has been in the field of the...
have been in the field, yes.
So it's more about like leading by example, so he knows how he had dealt with situations prior. And a coach could be just on the sideline telling or analyzing situations and just telling...
So age is important to be a mentor in your
most
view?
Most times it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree
mm-hmm.
with that?
Of course. Helps. A lot.
Yes.
The age, of course.
But you said someone who is born with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's from zero and up.
Yes, but you can work it.
Mm.
You can, of course,
improve.
Improve
yourself.
To improve it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But in this context of inspiration from mentor, I think I agree.
Speak
with
up so everybody can
yeah,
hear.
I agree with this idea because. A coach mostly gives instruction or creates an action plan,
yes.
and everyone, let's say, are more obligated to go with this plan.
Mm.
And mentor most of times gives advice,
mm.
and that's why he or she have to be an inspiration for you.
So he or she just shows you the way and you can choose if you want or not to follow that way.
Yes.
But you are free.
Yes.
But in the coaching, you are not so free to choose because you have to follow the path.
That's
yeah.
a very important thing. So if you think of, we have had the football world championship recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the coaches, they are standing on the line or behind, and the players are playing. So when the match is going on, he is coaching the team, telling, and in there he has some kind of leader who takes care of that his orders, more or less, are done. But a good coach is also a mentor between when they are not playing, when they are training for the match. So, for instance, small country Iceland, not this year. Well, they were quite successful this year also, but before they had a. A coach, they call him, but he is
mm-hmm.
really very good. He can influence in a good way, and he so people, the players, they understand why they should do things, not just do this and this like militaries maybe. So he was very inspiring. Now that coach, who is a Swede by the way, he is now coach for the Norwegian team. They haven't done very well so far. So that is interesting. He is a real top guy. He managed to take the small country with not more people in the whole country than we have in Oslo, more or less. And he got them to the real top in the world. He came here, and so far he hasn't managed to do that again. He should have learned a lot with age, because he's older now than he was when he was a coach for Iceland. Why do you think he hasn't managed to bring up the Norwegian team to the same level? Yes?
I think that's because if you look at two countries, Iceland and Norway,
yes,
and you look at the children's sport,
mm-hmm,
that gives the adult players, there are two different concepts.
Yes.
In Iceland, you don't have these big competitions, and you don't put out favorites before they're 21.
No.
In Norway, you start with doing that when they're 6, 4, mm-hmm, 3, if you want to, if they really mean. Yeah, the coaches look at this. I worked as a swimming coach.
Yes.
And then when I was introduced to Bjørvik Swimming Club, the
yeah,
coach there, the head coach,
yes,
I was looking at the water, it was the first time, and he pointed out at the swimmers, he is too old, he is too this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't believe that. So the one of the swimmers that he said was too old, after I had him for 1 year, the other coach were like, oh, he's so good now. He was so good. So the big difference, I think,
mm-hmm,
is that in Iceland, they don't give up on the players before they're 21. They just start to place them out that you're good and you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the English captain.
Mm-hmm.
He was told that he was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's one of the best players in the English. And then you have, that's why I think in Norway doing something wrong from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be better at football,
so
you have to change.
You have to start over from the beginning. So
yeah.
Yes.
It's more the mindset.
Pardon?
It's more mindset of the people. Like, they don't give up, like in Iceland.
Well which I think it's the same with product development. You have to have the mind setting that is right. If you have the mind setting, you can do a lot of things. But if you push people to do that and that, and they haven't got the right mental feeling for it. It's so therefore, I want you to check up the difference between the dynamic way, the theory is there. You can compare, there's a table or three tables where you can see the differences. And try to reflect on that, because that is... there you can gain a lot of useful information.
I think I can show you. As a team or individual?
I think 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
get going now.
It has to do with culture. If you can use, how easy it is to be a coach or a mentor. If you look at this, you have Norway there. Where do we have Iceland?
No.
Can you see Iceland?
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
That far.
There is Iceland, yes. Norway, Iceland.
We have
also Sweden up there.
We
and
are both Protestants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Traditional, so it's a difference here between Iceland and Norway. But the interesting thing is that he was also coach for the Swedish team before. And he wasn't very successful. Then he moved to from Sweden up here to Norway, and from and then he went back to Norway, part up here, and he's not successful. So he's a coach that maybe had been very very successful if he had gone down here. Because it wasn't successful there, it was not successful here, but it wasn't successful there. So, and it's on the same level here. So it has probably to do with this here, in that case. You can reflect on that, because that's a very, very interesting map. Yes?
I was just wondering, how about this? And I was a swimming coach. He was quite successful in England. He had coached the Olympian champions, and then he moved to Qatar, and
yeah.
He coached, was very successful there,
mm-hmm.
and coached for different cultures, and he did the same things.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have this big gap from England to Qatar and all the countries for the different nationalities there.
The guy who was also not that successful as a team coach for Sweden, he then moved down to South Africa, and he somewhere South Africa or something.
On the top right corner of Africa.
No,
no.
Oh, anyhow, he moved there, and he
that's
was probably a bit successful because he has moved now. So he is the new coach for Iceland. So when you choose a team leader, culture can have a very can be important. I think. Another thing is not this one. Is this one coming down to engineering and how to lead things? The team coach for a football team is something, but you have very much the same thing. If you take someone coming from India, for instance, being a manager for Norway, you here down on this part you have top down. You decide that's very much a coach, and also is hierarchical. So. When you coming from India, send emails to me, you start to say Professor Stig Olsson. But you coming from Norway, you say Stig. And you see, that is the mental difference between, I accept both of you, so it's not that. But, so, from here, Russia, India, China, and so on, you have a very different way of. You have been brought up in a different way, than us being very extreme, in fact, the Netherlands, no, Sweden, all Netherlands, also Denmark, the Nordic countries. Germany is something else. They are very top down. Going out in the workshop, people will not, if you are the general, the director of the company, technical director, so you will not get, they will not approach you saying you are doing wrong things. But here, if you are a manager here in Norway, people will tell you that you are doing things, I think you're doing it in a wrong way. So we accept that, and that is in fact something that is very good, because everybody has good ideas, or ideas at least, and when you start to discuss and reflect, you will be able to make things better. Albania, you're not in that.
Not in this one.
We don't
discuss.
So, and consensual is that means that we have a lot of meetings. You have already understood that, coming from other countries, that we want everybody to think in the same way. So that is close then to mentorship again. We want people not, you can't force people to do. If you don't accept the ideas and so on, you will not get things done anyhow. But you can force people to do it if you are in the military service, maybe, in some other way. So this map is interesting. Now, if we take Sweden again then, Volvo is a big car maker. Volvo was sold to America, to Ford, which is an American company here. And when they had the company, it almost made it, they would have made Volvo bankrupt. So after 10 years roughly, it was sold to Geely, which is a Chinese company. Yeah. And now Volvo is doing very, very well. They earn a lot of money because it's going so well for Volvo. Looking then at this map, it is strange that we are here at the same level, more or less, between here. China is here. And also, we're under the line, so to say, with America. So they are China, and that is much on the same level. So why did the Chinese guys manage to make Volvo successful? When in fact, USA should have been better off doing it. But the reason is that the Chinese people, they are clever in that way, that they understand that we have so big differences between the countries and the company cultures and management cultures. So we let the Swedes run their company. So they have the management of Volvo is, they only have Swedes there, some Germans maybe also, because Ford introduced also German people in the top. But they fired, they also put the managing director from Volvo. He came from Volkswagen. And you see, coming to Sweden, because he realized that it's difficult with the culture. So he brought in a lot of manager from Volkswagen and Daimler-Benz maybe. So suddenly they had German guys as top managers or more. But they fired all of them and put in Swedes instead, except for one or two. So therefore, the Chinese people, they let Volvo be run by Swedish people with that mentality. And in fact, we have quite a number of Norwegian leaders. The new rector for Karolinska Institutet in Stockholm, the most best university in Sweden, it's only a medical school, he was brought from Oslo university, just half a year ago. So and that works also because we have the same culture, leadership culture, and it's much more mentorship than coaching. We can discuss this for many hours because it's a very interesting topic. Now you know about this map, and you can think about the differences because you can explain a lot of things with that. And as I said yesterday, we get a lot of refugees to Sweden. 160,000 people came last year from Africa and Afghanistan.
And
they came from this part of the world, and they went all the way up to Sweden. And of course, that creates a lot of problems. And now they found that more than 50% of all the crimes being done in Sweden have been done mostly by people from Afghanistan. I saw yesterday, I saw that each criminal, real criminal guy, because it's almost guys, they cost the Swedish society 32 million Swedish crowns during their lifetime. So it's very expensive to have criminals, and we have imported a lot of criminals from with the refugees coming and the Islamic State and so on. So this map, you can dig into that and think and we have to take some other. We made it a bit deeper than just what is in the book. Now you can choose one topic you have discussed. Which one was that? Which question number?
Okay, we're thinking about the
number five.
Five. Question. Yeah.
Yes. I have some difficulties understanding figure 1-9. I have to check that.
I have difficulties.
59. This page.
Page 59.
You said that it's and is correct. On the y-axis, there is nothing written, but it is the time you use. So when you start, you use 100 in that peak. If you go from left to the right, basic research, you make 100% of your time you work with basic research. But after some time, you start to get into the section where it's applied research. So in the beginning you make 90% basic research, and then you make 10%, not one person but the people working with it. And after some time you go over to, then you start to see there is a market maybe for this. Then you make technology development. You develop so you can produce things. But you maintain a bit of the applied research also, and the basic research also maybe. And then you really are coming into the commercial part of it. And then you have to make a lot of product development, and that is really what the aim of this course is, to bring you to make good things. But you should. You have to also keep in mind that there can be new things coming in the research field. So there could be a new technology, for instance, artificial intelligence is a new thing, rather new. So when you are developing the product, you realize that maybe I can use something from artificial intelligence or Internet of Things or so. So you need to keep an eye on what is going on in the research field. Mm-hmm. both from the basic research and from the applied research.
What time frame are we looking at? Is it the life cycle of a product? You start at basic research and then you go through, or is it like the innovation team that was talked about in the book? What is the time span, or is it the company? It's time. I don't really get where is the start and what's the end. Is the start is just research and you end with a single product, or is this like the figure you have for a whole R&D group?
It's a principal picture, and you can the arrows around here. It shows that you can go from you can take things from basic research and bring it up immediately into the technology field. You have to mix it with some creative work also to be able to. But if you, it doesn't matter if it's a big company as Statoil or what it could be, Ericsson or Nokia or you still have to keep an eye. But you have an advantage when you are a small company, because in a big company you have a lot of bureaucracy, so it takes a long time to. Therefore, big companies quite often they don't involve so much in the early parts of development. It's better for them to buy a small company that has shown to make things that has a market. So, and especially when you go to the building business, Skanska or that kind of NCC or so, they don't have very much research, and they also don't have very many contacts with the academic world. They make their own things. So it's that's bad really, because we are spending so much money on research in the society, and if there are two different worlds, you can bring so many things from the research side into commercial, but now the mind setting again. So I should say, as I've worked in Germany also, in Germany there are the two worlds are more pointed out, so to say, that they live their lives. We are more, we have industrial PhD students we have had in Sweden and also Norway for a long time. It's more difficult to have that in Germany and in England and so. But it's more and more we get industrial PhD students also in these countries. So to bring good ideas, basic research, is quite important for the future new products. And if we shall take care of the possibility, take for instance solar energy. You put these plates on the roofs and you get electricity. It's really basic research. So you don't need to be very commercial to try to find better solar panels. With the electricity, electrical cars, Tesla cars, for instance, you really need to, the development of batteries are still too slow. It needs to be a lot of basic research done on that so we get new solutions. Because now we use the rare earth metals and things to make batteries. And in fact, some researchers at the Royal Institute of Science in Stockholm, for instance, they have investigated how many kilometers do you have to run a Tesla to be a better environmental friendly, or the total accumulated load you have done making the batteries. And it shows that you have to run 180,000 kilometers before the Tesla is more environmentally friendly than a Mercedes diesel cars. So if you just focus on when you use the Tesla now, you have a feeling I'm mental, environmental friendly. But as long as we don't have batteries that are environmental friendly, that is false. Therefore, I think they're right. time is moving. That is a problem. When we start to discuss, there is so much to discuss. It's like an iceberg. You see only the tip, and under you can go very, very deep. And that is very interesting to do that. I like that. But many people, we are living in a Twitter world, and people send small, so people never go down on the depth, and that is bad, because you need to do that to understand things sometimes, and to make new things also. So my children, I have three grown-up children. I have seven grandchildren, in fact, now. But my three children, they are not, while my son is more interested in discussing things, because when you have this kind of discussion, you can sit for hours and discuss, and it's interesting. But it's also important when you sit together, someone can take over. We formed a group in Gothenburg, an innovation group with people from different industries and from the academic side and so on. So we brought up different topics. And then suddenly we got one guy, and he was talking all the time. So and we tried to stop him. Don't speak more. We other also need to say something. So after three times when he didn't improve, he destroyed the whole thing, so we couldn't continue because of him. So you will notice that also when you have people who are so focused on their own thinking and doing. It's hard to get rid of them. So sometimes it's better when it's an informal group like that. If it is within a company, you can also get it if you are employed. Then it's difficult to do anything else. So in this case, we formed a new team or discussion group, and he wasn't invited. So that was a way to solve it in that case. But but you couldn't do that in a company. Okay, time is running. You have to pick up one question also.
That says that there is a picture, one plus, that indicates that there is a chance that product life cycles are decreasing.
Yes.
But when we are talking about technological innovation and globalization, shouldn't it be increasing because this will improve the product and make it last longer? So the idea is that technology nowadays helps production processes to improve the product and to make it more resistible.
Yes, in all branches it's decreasing, you can say. And that is a problem in itself, because if you take, for instance, people working within or studying within the software business, when they get out in the market, if you start to work for Volvo, for instance, your knowledge from the university is not the last one, because that is probably used in the company. And you have to refresh all time. Being a mechanical engineer, as you are, some of you, means you have longer, the lifetime of the technology is longer. Although within the CAD or computer-aided engineering, the development is strong. And I have a friend, neighbor in Gothenburg. He's working with artificial intelligence combined with CAD systems. So he has found out, and he works with air companies making air engines and so. And he has found that they have a lot of screws. And to go, if there are 20 or 30,000, maybe it's more details in the engine, it can be difficult to find out where do we have screws, different screws. So with artificial intelligence, the program goes through every detail in a way that is difficult for manpower to do. So quite immediately, the program he has done now finds out, here we have screws, can we standardize so we have only one screw instead, or five screws and so on. So that is a program he's working on. So therefore, for the programs they develop also, but he has worked with that for 1 year now, and he has the first prototype with one of the companies, and if you take games, for instance, the product life cycle could be only 1 year. And so for mechanical products, it takes a long time. Talking about engines for airplanes, if you they have the same model, it could be 20 years old. Airbus, some number, for instance. I asked one pilot working for I think it was SAS. No, it was probably Norwegian. I asked him, if you buy a new airplane, an Airbus or something, if you compare to how much fuel that engine machine uses compared to one machine that is 12 years or 10 years old, and the statistics they have that the newer airplanes they only consume they consume 14 to 17 less percent less petrol than the older one does. So therefore, when the politicians they discuss to raise taxes for all companies, that is bad, really, because they should instead give incentives, in my view, to companies that they have the newest technology that is better for the environment. But he said something else that was very interesting, and that is that to fly from Oslo to somewhere in Europe, to your country, in
Paris.
Yes. That you can't fly a straight line there, because you have to go like that to get to the final destination, and there are different reasons for that. One is that in some spots you have military areas you can't fly over, but what is more important is that, for instance, flying over Sweden is very. The Swedish government, the environmental party sitting now in the government, they have raised taxes because they want people to stop to fly because it's not good for the environment, they say. So therefore, the Finnish, Finnair, for instance, when they come from Iceland, as we talked about that, they are not flying over Sweden the shortest way. They are flying around Sweden, south of Sweden, up to Helsingfors or Helsinki, because of they have, of course, an app where they can calculate how much is the cost for the company to fly, which is the way to fly. So therefore, the politicians within the European Union should really discuss how do we do to make all flights going straight instead of going like this. So it's difficult. But when we are talking about technology, shouldn't it be increasing? Because in this world,
because this would improve.
I'm not quite sure what you mean there.
Because this would improve the product of technology.
Yeah. as you will see later in the book, we have different types of people buying new products. We have pioneers buying, and that has to do also with culture, the culture map. I haven't connected that, but that is also your the way you say things. IKEA, for instance, they sell new products all around the world. I think they have started a warehouse also in India now, recently. They can't use the same pictures, because, for instance, in the Muslim world, you have to look for that the ladies have are covered and so on. So therefore, it can be tricky to be a global company. But you if you want to introduce new IT solutions, you should really do it in Sweden or Norway. Norway is not the same speed, but almost the same. Because we have everybody in Sweden has internet. Well, 3-4% maybe don't have. But it, and when you look upon the saturation curve, your saturation curve means when, as for instance, saturation curve for electrical cars, Tesla. Norway has a saturation, you have, here we have much more electrical cars than we have in Sweden, for instance. When 100% of this population are using one solution, then you have 100% saturation when it comes to new product. But, so the saturation, and then you have to look at different countries, which is the difference, or they eager to find new solution and use them. And that has also to do with the culture. Because religions play a big role in how fast you can take on new products. So if you're a manager for innovation, innovation manager, you should look at the cultural map also, because that will teach you where to find your market. So looking on a global scale, it has to do, there are some products, refrigerators, for instance, to cool food, where you have saturation level in almost every country that is high. I was in South Africa, Johannesburg, once, and went into these areas where people are very well known. But they don't have, so they had food from animals hanging and so on. So I was, how can you take care of that? Because it's hot here and shouldn't it be healthy to eat food? So, and I didn't get any good answer on what they do, because they didn't have refrigerators so far.
They dry it, and they
dry it. Anyhow, so the saturation is different for different countries, and you see, you get the followers coming. So it's time, but there is also a technology thing. You have to find out new ways to conserve food. Another area is water, clean water. Clean water is so important, because if you have that problem in India, you have areas where you don't have clean water, and if you don't have clean water, the children can't go to the school and be taught, because they have stomach problems, and so it's a big mission for the world to look for that we get clean water, because that the first demand to get people educated, and with educated people you get a better life. But then we have the Pope telling things that is bad because of religious reasons, or the Islamic world they make it hard for new, better solutions to get to the market. But in certain areas, now it's bombing us in. Okay, I hope you got some ideas from that answer. Thank you for today then, and then
thank
I hope
you
next week can come
yeah.
quite a distance when it comes to your project. Yes?
The groups for the project, have you put them on the internet or have you decided the groups?
Mm-hmm.
You maintain the information yourself and in the end you show the result.
The groups.
The
group.
Oh, they are also
on
the.
Because the people who are taking the course hasn't been decided yet.
We can of course change groups, but I made a suggestion. So the groups.
You find the groups?
No.
Here is my suggestion. I think you could go together with your friends, of course, but it's better that you. So I don't know how many will, because all are not here now. But this is group number one, group number two, group number three, four, and five.
Our names are not.
Then you have to send me an email. If you can't find yourself there, send me an email and I will make a new one. You see, I made only three people of the last, so you have to carry
on that.
You are free to send me if you don't like what I've done here.
Yes.
This is a proposal. You can send me what you think.
I have to push.
Oh my.
Just find a good way to work together.
If someone wants to
on the internet.
Okay.
So you don't need to be at school.